وصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And since we are still in the blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, the month in which the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent into this world, inshallah, our message for today is centered around the importance and the virtue of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This great act of worship and great act of ibadah is something that has found place in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi," that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels all engage in sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah instructed and commanded us, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima." For you who believe, send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when we send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all understand that this is a great act of worship and ibadah. But there's so much of goodness that is contained in sending durood for each and every one of us, for the reciter. The famous narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said that whoever sends one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person 10 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your ranks by 10 in the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. All that virtue just by the recitation of one durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But over and above that, there are many, many other virtues that have been narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explained by the ulama for the one who recites durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today I wish to discuss one narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is brought to us by Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu. Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu was one of the famous companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was one of the most efficient reciters of the Quran from amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged the merit of Ubay ibn Ka'ab by saying, "Aqra'uhum Ubay ibn Ka'ab," the one that is most efficient in the recitation of the Quran from my companions is none other than Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked the question, and he said, "O Nabi of Allah, how much of time should I dedicate in sending durood upon you?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, "Ma shi'ta," as much as you would like, or whatever you're comfortable with, that would be perfectly fine. Whatever time you want to allocate in sending durood upon me, anything you allocate is perfectly fine. So Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu gave an offer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, "Al-Rubu." He said, "O Nabi of Allah, how about I dedicate a quarter of my time into sending durood upon you?" Now imagine what was the offer of Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu. He was not speaking about recitation of durood 100 times or 200 times or 1,000 times or a few tasbihs of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave an offer of a quarter of all his time in sending durood upon the Blessed Prophet. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu and said to him, "Ma shi'ta fa in zidta fa huwa khayrun lak." He said, "Oh Ubay, this is wonderful, this is brilliant, mashallah. However, if you increase the recitation of durood upon me, if you allocate a little more time, it will be all the more better for you." So Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu gave another offer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, how about I dedicate half of my time in sending durood upon you?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the second time responded and said, "Ma shi'ta fa in zidta fa huwa khayrun lak." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ubay, this is wonderful, mashallah. You prepare to dedicate half of your time in sending durood upon me. That is wonderful. However, if you increase the quota of that recitation, all the more better for you. Now, let's take a moment to acknowledge the sincerity and wholehearted dedication of Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu. Each time he was giving an offer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Blessed Prophet was raising the bar a little higher, but Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu was ready for the challenge. Now, if we draw an analogy of this enthusiasm and sincerity of Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu to ourselves, we find it very different, because sometimes we are enthusiastic and we're genuinely sincere, but we're not really prepared to raise the bar and to go higher and to be up for the challenge. I often quote this example where I draw an analogy and I say, imagine if a person has to go up to one of the scholars and the imam of the masjid and say, Mawlana, you know, I'm ready to give 100,000 rand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm ready to give this in some sort of charity. Now, we're perhaps looking for that acknowledgement and that praise and acceptance for the great feat of a person wanting to spend so much in the path of Allah. But what if the Mawlana says, MashaAllah, this is brilliant, what a wonderful initiative, but however, if you give a little more, all the better for you. We might become a little upset and say, but Mawlana, you know, at least I'm trying, and you know, the economy is bad, and I mean, can't you appreciate my effort and acknowledge what I want to do, and we'll take our money and we'll perhaps go somewhere else. But Ubayy ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu was so sincere, so enthusiastic, that each time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised the bar, he was ready for the challenge. So the second time, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that despite you being prepared to dedicate half of your time to sending durood upon me, if you do more, all the better for you, Ubayy ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu responded and he said, how about I dedicate 3/4 of all my time into sending durood upon you? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the third time said, "Ma shi'ta fa in zidta fa huwa khayrun lak." This is wonderful and this is brilliant. However, if you increase, all the more better for you. So then Ubayy ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, how about I dedicate all my time into sending durood upon you? That is the only thing else I can do from this moment forward, despite after me performing my salah and doing whatever else I need to do, I'm going to continuously send durood upon you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمُّكْ وَيُكْفَرُ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. Oh, Ubayy, if you dedicate all your time into sending durood upon me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all your worries, and Allah will forgive all your sins. Now, there's so many of us out there that are battling with depression, we're battling with anxiety, we're worried about this and we're worried about that, and we have that restlessness running within our hearts and within our souls, and we can't find peace. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that to Ubayy, that if you send durood upon me continuously, non-stop, Allah will take care of all your worries. That means those problems in your life are not necessarily going to disappear, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to reduce the weight of those burdens upon our shoulders. Sometimes we sit in with a mountain of weight of burdens upon our shoulders. Through the virtue and the barakah of sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those burdens will be reduced to the weight of an atom. And sometimes the case is such, because we away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, atoms' weights of problems end up like mountains upon our head, and we can't concentrate, and we can't find peace, and we can't find solace. But the more we send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more inshallah we will see the benefit of it in our lives. Our problems will be taken care of, our worries and grief will be reduced, and most importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we possibly can. It takes just a few seconds to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll be amazed as to how much of durood we can send upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a daily basis, despite us being busy. But it's like something that we can multitask and do, where while we're driving, while we're walking, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, we can take the moments to send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will see immense benefit in this world, and most importantly, we will see benefit in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding.